In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, help me. Come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, open us to hear your voice. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Turn to the Lord in his strength, constantly seek his face. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Turn to the Lord in his strength, constantly seek his face. Let's do a little liturgy of the word tonight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, let us take this moment to acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Okay, I'm reading out of the book, but really I should say to celebrate this liturgy of the word or to listen to God's word, because we're not celebrating sacred mysteries, which is a patristic way of referring to the sacraments and to the sacramental liturgy of the Eucharist. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to listen to God's word. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King. O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us take this moment to say a prayer together. Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Sirach. The Lord is a God of justice who knows no favorites. Though not unduly partial toward the weak, yet he hears the cry of the oppressed. The Lord is not deaf to the wail of the orphan, nor to the widow when she pours out her complaint. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the clouds, reaches the heavens. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw till the Most High responds, judges justly, and affirms the right, and the Lord will not delay. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray Psalm 34 with this antiphon. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear and be glad. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. My God, my God. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat, and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of salvation. Alleluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, and adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I believe, let us profess now our faith, and we'll also have the divine office after this. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Magnificat always usually comes up with some pretty good suggested prayers of the faithful. God is a Father to his people, consoling and guiding us. We entrust ourselves to his compassion and pray that through the Church's announcement of the Gospel, Christ's saving mission will reach to all the ends of the earth, that civic leaders may use their authority to protect and provide for the poor, the vulnerable, and the oppressed, that our parish may reach out to those on the peripheries with the charity and compassion of Jesus Christ, for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and to the consecrated life, for the poor, the sick, the elderly, the grieving, the lonely, the hungry, the homeless, the addicted, and the unemployed, that the Lord will help them in his mercy. For the grace this week to deal patiently with others. We pray for your intentions, that you may be blessed, brought close to God, healed, restored, and strengthened, as you learn to call out to God and to thank God. Let us also work with him together to make ourselves more docile so that we can be happier. Loving God, you have done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Keep us united with you in all things. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let us pray our divine office for tonight, for this beautiful Sunday. And let us praise him truly from our hearts, even if that seems hard or impossible. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, and impart to us your dwelling, grace and mercy all around. Jesus, source of all compassion, pure unbounded love you share, grant us many choicest blessings, keep us in your loving care. Come, O source of inspiration, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see your true salvation, perfect in accord with thee. Praising Father for all glory, with the Spirit and the Son, everlasting thanks we give, undivided love in one. Christ our Lord is a priest forever, like Melchizedek of old. Alleluia. Psalm 110, exempting verse 6, which has been taken out of our prayer. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ our Lord is a priest forever, like Melchizedek of old. Alleluia. Christ dwells in highest heaven. He has power to do all he wills. Alleluia. Psalm 115. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory. For the sake of your love and your truth, lest the heathen say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands, they cannot feel. With their feet, they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He remembers us and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel. He will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those who go down into the silence. But we who live bless the Lord, now and forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, Creator and Ruler of heaven and earth, you made man in your likeness to subdue the earth and master it, and to recognize the work of your hands in created beauty. Grant that your children, thus surrounded on all sides, by signs of your presence, may learn to live continually in Christ, praising you through him and with him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God dwells in highest heaven. He has power to do all he wills. Alleluia. Praise God, all you who serve him, both great and small. Alleluia. Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun, and his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise God, all you who serve him, both great and small alike. Let us take this moment to pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, and for his holy intentions, so that we can get a plenary indulgence or a partial indulgence for this office, this time of reflection on sacred scripture and prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the beginning of the Book of Wisdom. In praise of God's wisdom is the caption the Church has chosen. So we begin at the beginning, chapter 1, verses 1 through 15 of Wisdom. Love justice, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness, and seek him in integrity of heart, because he is found by those who test him not, and he manifests himself to those who do not disbelieve him. For perverse counsels separate a man from God, and his power, put to the proof, rebukes the foolhardy. Because into a soul that plots evil, wisdom enters not, nor does she dwell in a body under debt of sin. For the Holy Spirit of discipline flees deceit, and withdraws from senseless counsels. And injustice occurs when it is rebuked. For wisdom is a kindly spirit, yet she acquits not the blasphemer of his guilty lips, because God is the witness of his innermost self, and the sure observer of his heart, and the listener to his tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord fills the world, is all-embracing, and knows what man says. Therefore no one who utters wicked things can go unnoticed, nor will chastising condemnation pass him by. For the devices of the wicked man shall be scrutinized, and the sound of his words shall reach the Lord. For the chastisement of his transgressions, because a jealous ear hearkens to everything, and discordant grumblings are no secret. Therefore guard against profitless grumbling, and from calumny withhold your tongues. A stealthy utterance does not go unpunished, and a lying mouth slays the soul. Court not death by your erring way of life, nor draw to yourselves destruction by the works of your hands, because God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living, for he fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the world are wholesome. There is not a destructive drug among them, nor any domain of the netherworld on earth, for justice is undying. Happy is the one who finds wisdom. It is more precious than your most valued possessions. Its ways are pleasant, and all its paths lead to peace. Wisdom that comes from God is utterly pure. It is also peaceable, gentle, full of kindness, and manifests itself in good works. Its ways are pleasant, all its paths lead to peace. Second reading from a letter to the Corinthians for by St. Clement, Pope. And I really hope God helps me also to see the way to understanding my own relationship with Him better. In His goodness to all, God gives order and harmony to the world. Let us fix our gaze on the Father and Creator of the whole world, and let us hold on to His peace and blessings, His splendid and surpassing gifts. Let us contemplate Him in our thoughts, and with our mind's eye, reflect upon the peaceful and restrained unfolding of His plan. Let us consider the care with which He provides for the whole of His creation. By His direction, the heavens are in motion, and they are subject to Him in peace. Day and night fulfill the course He has established without interfering with each other. The sun, the moon, and the choirs of stars revolve in harmony at His command in their appointed paths without deviation. By His will, the earth blossoms in the proper seasons and produces abundant food for men and animals and all the living things on it without reluctance and without any violation of what He has arranged. Yet unexplored regions of the abysses and inexpressible realms of the deep are subject to His laws. The mass of the boundless sea, joined together by His ordinance in a single expanse, does not overflow its prescribed limits, but flows as He commanded it. For He said, "Thus far shall you come, and your waves shall be halted here." The ocean, impassable for men, and the worlds beyond it are governed by the same edicts of the Lord. The seasons, spring, summer, autumn, and winter, follow one another in harmony. The quarters from which the winds blow, function in due season without the least deviation, and the ever-flowing springs, created for our health as well as our enjoyment, unfailingly offer their breasts to sustain human life. The tiniest of living creatures meet together in harmony and peace. The great Creator and Lord of the universe commanded all these things to be established in peace and harmony. In His goodness to all, and in overflowing measure to us who seek refuge in His mercies, through our Lord Jesus Christ, to Him be glory and majesty forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer. O Lord, You rule the heavens and the earth. You created the seas. You are the King of the universe. Hear the prayers of Your servants. Lord, God of heaven and earth, have pity on the humiliation of our people. Hear the prayers of Your servants. The publican went home at peace with God, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. All praise and honor to Christ. He lives forever to intercede for us, and He is able to save those who approach the Father in His name. Sustained by our faith, let us call upon Him. Remember Your people, Lord. Sorry, I forgot the Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The publican went home at peace with God, for everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. The publican went home at peace with God. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. All praise and honor to you, Jesus Christ. You live forever to intercede for us, and you are able to save those who approach the Father in your name. Sustained by our faith, let us call upon him. Remember your people, Lord. As the day draws to a close, Son of Justice, we invoke your name upon the whole human race, so that all men may enjoy your never-failing light. Preserve the covenant which you have ratified in your blood. Cleanse and sanctify your church. Remember your assembly, Lord, your dwelling place. Guide travelers along the path of peace and prosperity, so that they may reach their destinations in safety and joy. Receive the souls of the dead, Lord. Grant them your favor and the gift of eternal glory. I pray for all of your intentions and for all this ministry, which is still suspended. We don't know when or if our journey on Quora will be able to resume. But I thank you for your continued prayers and support, and ask you to continue bind and blind Satan's attacks on me personally, so I can continue this important journey of formation with you. Remember your people, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Almighty and ever-living God, strengthen our faith, hope, and love. May we do with loving hearts what you ask of us, and come to share the life you promise. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let's pray a little bit. Just please, God, stay with us tonight. Help us pray whatever prayers help us, whether that be on the rosary beads or not. Amen. And I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.